Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we welcome on the Trocare College Live Line, Buffalo Council member Mitch Nowakowski, talking about a number of issues inside the city. Mitch, thanks for being on with us this morning. I want to start with Chippewa. Over this past weekend, the first weekend of what will be all summer long, a Friday and Saturday late nights with no cars allowed on a certain part of Chippewa. I'm wondering how this went this past weekend in your mind, and what this might lead to. Is this an idea that stops with just no vehicular traffic in the busiest area, or is this something you can see expand to something a little bit more?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan. And yes, so when we are looking at Chippewa, it is an entertainment district. And, you know, I've been feeling this way for quite some time, that if we're going to make Chippewa successful and safe, that we have to do some form of functionality of design to shut down the street from vehicular traffic so that it's easier for Buffalo Police to patrol, but ultimately that the businesses and the city can design it in a way where we slow people down, we move them more onto the sidewalk where, you know, not only can we patrol, but also ID people to make sure that when they're coming down there that they feel safe. And, you know, thriving cities and urban areas have entertainment districts. And I've seen this happen in Rochester. I've seen it in Nashville. I've seen it in other cities where they design the street where they shut it down for vehicular traffic and move it into a more pedestrian-friendly way. So we're trying to take ideas that we see other cities do and implement them here because, you know, the nightlife economy is a part of Buffalo's economy. And when you go to cities, they have thriving entertainment districts. So I think that what we were doing wasn't working. And sometimes you got to dust yourself off and try something new. And this is why we've come together with the businesses on Chippewa to be able to do something different.
Well, will it take another incident, or could the council act proactively to go to that next step and have more of a gated off area?
So that's where I would like us to take us there. And, you know, I've seen, you know, there's been some stuff that has happened. And it's been this thing in my district where, you know, younger folks that are under 21 have parking lot parties. So they come in, they're on social media, they say, meet me at this time at this place. And they're consuming alcohol in their vehicles. And then they're, you know, interacting with people on the street. And then it leads into a melee of violence and fights. And I have absolutely zero tolerance for that. There's, you know, they say, well, where do these kids go? You know, when I was 18, 19, I went to my grandparents' house. I went to college. I went to my house. There's no excuse to come in and start consuming alcohol and to create violence. And so, you know, to take a tough stance on that is, you know, one step, but the second is really designing it ultimately for the functionality, because I live a couple blocks from it. And when I'm there, you know, at night, I see that the vehicles, like, you know, when you have, not only are you trying to patrol, you're trying to make sure that people are getting out of their Uber safely, then you're trying to get other high-speed traffic out of it. It becomes too complex. And so, you know, coming here and being able to design the street to shut it down to vehicular traffic and bring people more into a pedestrian way where we can patrol and ID folks, I think is the first step.
Well, we'll watch to see what happens down on Chippewa. Mitch, another one of our focuses this morning is, well, the great weather that we had yesterday, going to have over the next couple of days. Lots of people out enjoying the weather along the Outer Harbor. Waterfront, that part in your district. And I'm wondering how you've been monitoring, because a lot of this is controlled by the state. So the city doesn't necessarily have the biggest role or greatest say in projects like Wilkeson Point that are, you know, maybe taking a little bit more time than a lot of people would have thought. You know, what was it, all of last year? And now going into the nice weather this year, where there's still a lot of the area gated off and not quite ready for people. What do you think of the pace of development and getting things open on Buffalo's waterfront is?
You know, I don't have a lot of patience, so I want to get that area up and activated and going. And when we know that, you know, when folks come to Canalside and they, you know, they want to enjoy our waterfront, and more people and more organizations are going down there and coming up with events that are more family friendly and enjoying our beautiful jewel of Lake Erie that belongs to all of us. So if we're going to promote tourism and we're going to promote people coming to our city, we need to get these projects done. So I've been, you know, staying on top of folks to make sure if I can be any of help and assistance to get these projects up and going, that they do, but ultimately trying to hold people accountable as well, because when you start a project, we need to finish it, because if you don't stick to a timeline, it ultimately prohibits.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Growth.
Are you getting updates from the state on what's taking so long, especially at Wilkeson Point?
Yeah, I've been staying, you know, engaged, and you know, it's been a multitude of factors, but ultimately, it's been kind of the overall feeling. You know, Brian and Susan, in my district with development, it's been this overarching thing for about, you know, a year or two with, you know, our economy, where I've been seeing delays for a multitude of reasons. So I have been staying on top of it because I need to get Canalside, you know, up and running and people enjoying our waterfront.
You know, we're about 3 years into this transition, if you will, where the decision was, you know, really driven by the state and a lot of the decision makers there to turn Canalside from what it was with a lot of green space, you know, the concerts that moved from the square over to Canalside to becoming a little bit more dense with more development there and kind of pushing a lot of the recreation to the Outer Harbor. At this phase of that process, how do you think that's gone. And do you think it's the right decision?
I think it is the right decision because when I first got into office and I was knocking on doors, that was the first thing that I heard from Marine Drive residents and folks that lived on the waterfront that said, look, you know, we understand that we live on the waterfront, but we can't enjoy our quality of life if it's conflicting with concerts and music and the volume and the vibrations that were coming from concerts. And they wanted that section of Canalside to be more of a passive space that embraced its natural beauty and built environment. And had, you know, when I have events down there, I hosted a, you know, yoga events or, you know, more healthy events that bring, you know, children down and people that enjoy the space passively. So I think it's the right decision to make. It's ultimately when you're also down there too, there, it's a tight area. So to bring a large volume of traffic as in vehicular traffic causes congestion. And I was dealing with a lot of general discomfort from residents. So to balance that harmony, I think that it's a good decision, and that space is being used more appropriately.
While we're speaking about Canalside, I've got to ask you about Heritage Point, Mitch. We're hearing that it's going to get back on track this summer. There's also another lawsuit against the developer going on right now. What's your level of confidence that this will be back on track?
I'm trying to remain, you know, really respectful to the developer and taking him for his word. But ultimately, you know, when news broke that lawsuit happened, I just hope that wasn't another wrench that would impact development. But from what I've been told from members of his team is that that by working with the state and having that $4 million loan would help secure more financing that would get the project up and going. And as you know, I'm balancing a lot down there. You know, I have to, you know, Marine Drive will eventually be, you know, redeveloped. And, you know, I have Explore More that has, you know, day camps and summer kids that are going there. And then ultimately, you know, that last block of Main Street that's getting done. So I have a lot of stuff going on down there and positive stuff. So Heritage Point getting up and going and to completion is one of the top priorities to the city of Buffalo and in that area. And so I'm going to remain confident that I can take the developer for his word, but by July 1st, you know, if we don't start seeing cranes in the air, we all have to get together and figure this out.
Okay. Well, hey, Mitch, thanks so much for the time. Always appreciate it. Mitch Nowakowski, Fillmore District Council member in the city of Buffalo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.